The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Good and bad has happened in the political realm in America recently. Judge Roy Moore won the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate special election to be held in December in Alabama. Since the 1990s, Judge Moore has stood for truth like no other politician in this nation. I believe God has honored him by justifying his own statesman in this race. This is the good news for America. The bad news is Bernie Sanders is spearheading a plan to put every American under the national government concerning medical care, and I do mean under. It would give the national government complete control of every area of our lives by the mandate it would set up. This is not surprising, since Bernie Sanders classifies himself as a socialist. This is what socialism does. It enthrones a few government officers at the top of an all-powerful national government and enslaves every other citizen in a nation. It completely takes away the choice of the citizen to control their life as God planned it. It is the ultimate fruit of the idea that we own these lives instead of God, and that some are made to rule while others are made to be ruled, as Aristotle taught. We were made by God to serve Him. We will do that, or ultimately we will become enslaved to a man, a dictator, and serve him. The Bible teaches it, and all history proves it true. The Scripture says, "He that sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption." So what can we do to avoid dictatorship in our land? First, we must admit that we are in an all-out war for our liberty in America. It's hard to imagine how we could view the media's consistent effort to inflame the population against President Trump without realizing we are in a cultural war. Add to that the protesting being stirred by socialistic organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center and the riots which have developed out of it, and if a person has any spiritual discernment at all, they would have to recognize the war that's being waged against liberty. When you look carefully at the philosophy of those who are the real leaders of these protests, you have to recognize their hatred of God and His Word. They're doing as Psalm 2 speaks of. "The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." Secondly, we must recognize that God is at work right now giving us better government servants. While in my opinion, Judge Moore, if he wins in December, will be the best we have of anyone in the Congress, there are a number of really good ones there, and the number has been growing through the last several elections. Still, I know of no one who matches both the character of Judge Moore and his knowledge of how America's founders thought, along with a willingness to give up all to stand for what they created. This is all happening in answer to the prayers of God's people asking God to show us mercy. He definitely is doing that in this time. So let's continue to earnestly, consistently pray for Him to preserve our liberty so we can take the gospel to the next generation in public. Are you aware there's a war? Have you chosen to be on the side of God and His Word while still loving your enemies? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.